But as has become a tradition, how many years, Andy? No, 4 or 5 years?
I believe this is the fourth year we've done this. Yeah.
Andy takes all the titles from the Academy Award-winning Best Picture nominees, and he works them into a sports cast.
Correct.
Should I go down the list or not?
They'll be obvious.
Okay.
They'll be obvious.
Here now with your Academy Oscar Sunday sportscast, Mr. Andy Mason.
All right. Well, you know, it is that time of year where the world of entertainment and sports collide head on, the time where each and every movie up for Best Picture will be transformed into the world of sports. It promises to be entertaining, at times stupid, but in the end, you'll all be smarter for having listened. So without further ado, here are the nominations for Best Picture. Well, the Blackhawks had a 3-0 lead after two periods, but Vegas said not so Belfast, and the Golden Knights beat the Hawks 5-4 in overtime last night. On a side, many people do not know this, but Patrick Kane's favorite pregame meal is licorice pizza. I'm not sure if it's black or red, but it's probably pretty good. Hawks are at home tomorrow night. They hope to write their own West Side Story against the Sabres. Joe Brandt's pregame at 7 here on WGN. At the NCAA tournament, Duke is on the Final Four for the 13th time under Mike Krzyzewski after a win over Arkansas last night. Villanova also heading to the Final Four after a win over Houston yesterday. We'll have some coverage for you at the NCAA tournament, a couple of games today starting at 1. And when I'm done here, I'm going to drive my car to the United Center for the Midwest Region Final. It has Kansas and Miami at 1:20, and the winner will move on to face Villanova. In the East Region, St. Peter's and North Carolina meet at 4:05. The winner advances to face Duke in the Final Four. The Peacocks are hoping to use the power of the dog, the underdog, that is, to move on as a 15 seed. And you know, Dean, Loyola and Illinois could have been there, but they were knocked out early.
Oh, did you hear that? They could have been. They could have
been
there.
Yes, indeed.
Could have been there.
Mm-hmm. So recently, it had been Nightmare Alley for the Bulls on the road, but they were able to snap their 5-game losing streak away from home yesterday. 98-94, a win at Cleveland. In Arizona, the advice is always don't look up because that sun is strong this time of year. In Cactus League play yesterday, the sun did affect the White Sox in a 12-3 loss to the Angels. The Cubs and the Padres, though, battle to a 2-2 tie. Now, don't forget tomorrow, right here on the Bob Sirott Show and on the WGN-TV Morning News, King Dean Richards will have a complete wrap-up of the Academy Awards as well as his picks for the Final Four right here on WGN. I'm Andy Mazur with your Academy Awards and WGN Sports.
Very, very, very
brilliant.
Nice. Brilliant, very nice.
There are a couple of tough ones in there.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. My favorite, Coda.
Yeah, they worked that in there. That's
Loyola
great.
And Illinois could have been here, but they're not there. They're out.
King Richard. Very nice.
Thank you.
Schwani, what would be your prediction of what's going to win tonight?
Oh, I think it's fine.